Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane. After a couple of games from this past week, a split of those two games. Coach, let's start off with your game this past Friday. You guys take on a really good Morehead Academy team, falling in that one 49-31. And you tell me that this game was pretty competitive, and the final score isn't really indicative of how that game went.
It was really competitive until about the middle of the fourth quarter. I think we ended up being down by 9 with 3 minutes left. And they pulled away from us. They got an awfully good team. They shot the ball well, and they rebounded the ball well. And they really just pretty well wore us down, to be honest with you.
And then after that, you guys followed it up with a game in which you guys really played angry in this one. You guys win 70-18 at McLouth. What were some things that were going right in that one to get 70 points?
We shot the ball a lot better Tuesday night than what we did Friday night. We shared the ball a lot better, played inside out like we kind of like to play, and we definitely, that was one of our strengths that night. Just played a pretty good all-around ball game that night.
Yeah, and then defensively, you guys, for both of those games, played pretty well, as you said, and kind of just broke down in the second half, well, towards the end of the second half in that first game against the Ravens. And, Coach, what are some things that you're hoping to possibly take away from this past week's games? Because both have two drastically different results.
Now, we need to come and basically play momentum in both games. And we probably just need to shoot the ball better, you know, be consistently shooting the ball better than what we were in the Raven game, which I'm not taking nothing away from the Ravens. They caused a lot of problems for us shooting the ball too. So, but, you know, as well as I do, when shots go down, your defense always looks better too, because it gives you more energy also. And, I would say that's the biggest thing to take away from the ball game is, you know, the energy level is probably a little bit different Tuesday night than what it was Friday night.
And, Coach, now you guys take on a Jefferson County North team that historically has been really good, and the Chargers this year are kind of doing kind of the same thing that they always do, just being really consistent. What are some things that you're going to have to do to get over the edge and improve to 4-1 on Friday?
We're going to have to handle their press that they do, and we'll have to handle their defense that they play. They've got some nice players. They got two really nice bigs inside. Their guard plays really solid. They got a lot of young kids are playing this year. I think they're playing 3 or 4 freshmen. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to play them. It'll be a good ball game. I don't know if they'll push the ball as much as Moore Hill did against us, but it's still going to be up and down and should be a good ball game to come watch.
And, Coach, what makes this part of the schedule so crucial down the stretch, going into Christmas break, and making sure that you guys are having some good vibrations in the locker room going into the new year?
You know, probably momentum-wise, Jeff Norris has been a thorn in Oskaloosa's side for years, the girls program has. And if we could get that win, you know, that'll give us a good boost going into the new year. Help the girls believe a little more they could beat about, you know, anybody when they play them. You know, and just pretty well help the girls just momentum to go into the new year. Like I said, hopefully Friday night we show up to play, and it's a good ball game for both teams, actually. It should be fun to watch.
It should be, and then a tough start to the beginning of the new year with only 2 home games, the first game and the last game, so it should be a very challenging 2024 for the beginning of that part. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Now, best of luck, and also Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Thank you.
That was Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you today by Pia Friend Realty.